The following is another exclusive presentation of Super Talk Mississippi. It's time for the Economic Development Radio Show on Super Talk Mississippi and online at supertalksouthwest.com. Hosted by former mayor of Monticello and now Lawrence County Economic Development Director Dave Nichols. Today's show is presented by Bank of Brookhaven, the Southwest Mississippi Partnership, Kapai and Lincoln Community College, Southwest Mississippi Community College, Cooperative Energy, Southwest Electric, Magnolia Electric Power, King's Daughters Medical Center, the Lincoln County Economic Development Office, and by the Lawrence County Economic Development Office. Now, say hello to your radio show host, Dave Nichols on Super Talk Mississippi.
Good morning. Hope you are doing well. What a beautiful day this is. Thank you so much for joining us as we come back to the Economic Development Show. Hope you had a great, great New Year's and an even better Christmas. We're joined live today, not in the studio, but via the telephone. Yeah, that landline. People still have those with Chandler Russ. Chandler is the executive director over in Adams County of the economic development efforts there. He also partners with one of the parishes. I think maybe I'll let him talk about that in just a moment in Louisiana as they have a joint partnership there. Chandler, good morning. Happy New Year.
Good morning, Dave. Happy New Year to you also. Looking forward to a prosperous 2020.
Absolutely. No doubt about that. Definitely looking forward to that. So, Chandler, we've had you on the show before, but we're always picking up new listeners. So let's talk about your background a little bit. You've been in this business a long time. In fact, that's how I first met you. You were the executive director here in Lincoln County. You then went, and I may have the order wrong, you went to work for TVA, you worked for the Mississippi Development Authority, and now you're there in Adams County. Did I get all that right?
That's right. That's right. You got it covered.
So now, since MDA, let's go ahead and start the rumor, or is it a rumor? MDA is looking for a new executive director. Will it be Chandler Russ?
It will not be Chandler Russ, not to my knowledge. So I do hope that in that search, as Chairman McCullough or Director McCullough just announced his he'll be leaving at the end of the month. As you know, that's an executive branch organization from the governor's office, and through our my role at MEDC, we'll have some, some input or guidance just simple discussion with the governor on, you know, the expectations of at least MEDC as far as the agency as well as the management of that group. So we do anticipate having some discussions regarding that, but as far as it being Chandler Russ, that is not correct.
But if asked, would Chandler serve?
No.
Why am I putting him on the spot this morning, or what?
No, that's fine. No, I'm, you know, this is Natchez is home to me, and I'm perfectly content with the job that I've got now and what I'm doing, and you know, I also have a 5-year contract here, so I'm locked in and all the way through 2024. So we're good to go.
And doing a great job there as well. Now, you mentioned MEDC, that's the Mississippi Economic Development Council, and you have a leadership role with them this year. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, I'm currently elected president of MEDC, and as you know, MEDC's motto or pillars of our educate, inform, and connect, and also to be the voice for economic development in Mississippi. And so, as president this year, that's our goal, is to continue to move the profession of economic development forward to help our members throughout the state of Mississippi continue to improve their educational background, their understanding of the process of economic development, so that they can be successful in their respective communities back back home, and so that's where we'll be for this year, and that's what we'll be doing through our legislative conference coming up the first week in February, and so we look forward to that. It looks like we've got a successful agenda in place now. Governor-elect Reeves has accepted the keynote of the conference, so we'll have him, and should be a nice event and to kick us off for 2020.
That is fantastic. That's one of the things we try to do with this radio show is educate the public about just how difficult and everything that it takes to compete in this very competitive world we call economic development. And so congratulations on being president of MEDC. I know you'll do a great job, and I know I'll be seeing you at several of those events, as well as the Southwest Mississippi Partnership events. And in fact, I don't know when, but I'm the vice president of the partnership. I don't know when my presidency will start, because I think I automatically move into the presidency. I hope I don't, because I don't have to do that, and that'd be okay. but yeah, we're looking forward to your leadership at MEDC, no doubt about that. So I'll tell you what, I want to talk some more about what's going on in the state, but we're getting close to our first break. So I'm just going to go ahead and prime the audience. You'll remember, Chandler, that when then candidate, Lieutenant Governor Tate Reeves spoke to us there in Natchez at the partnerships event last year. He had mentioned, or it might have been an MEDC event up at CSPIRE in Madison. It was one of the two. But he had mentioned dividing the state into nine, like, districts and having field reps in those districts for MDA. I want to get your thoughts about that. But we're going to do that right after we play these commercials, pay some bills, and do those things. So don't go anywhere. We're talking economic development with Chandler Russ from Adams County, and we'll be back right after this.
You can now bank anytime, anywhere. Hey, this is Shannon Aker for Bank of Brookhaven. The convenience of online banking is available on your cell phone. With our mobile banking, you can securely access your deposits and loan accounts, view balances and history, transfer funds, pay bills, and a lot more. Remember, at Bank of Brookhaven, it's still all about you. Bank of Brookhaven, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Southwest Mississippi Partnership is working together to bring new business and industry to the area. Southwest Mississippi invites you to take advantage of the many site selection resources. Whether you need a detailed proposal or just a few facts, the local developers stand ready to assist you with all of your relocation or expansion needs. To find out more about Southwest Mississippi, visit us on the web at www.swmiss.us. In Southwest Mississippi, we're working so you can too.
I'm Kevin Bond, CEO of Southwest Electric. Southwest Electric focuses on improving the communities we serve. Over 4,200 miles of power lines connect our members in Adams, Emmett, Claiborne, Kapaa, Franklin, Hines, Jefferson, Lincoln, and Wilkeson counties. As a member, you're also an owner. Once we cover the necessary costs, remaining funds, called capital credits, go back to you. And elected board members are from the service area, providing local control. Not-for-profit, member-owned, local leadership. Southwest Electric, serving our cooperative members for over 80 years.
An equal opportunity provider and employer.
Welcome back to the Economic Development Show. I am Dave Nichols. So glad you are with us this morning. We are joined today by Chandler Russ with Adams County Economic Development. Chandler, we will kind of talk about your partnership there with Louisiana in just a moment, but we left the first segment talking about the possibility of the state being divided into these nine districts. You've been around this probably longer than anybody in Southwest right. Mississippi. So give me your thoughts about that.
Yeah, first and foremost, I have full faith and confidence in Governor-elect Reeves and in any major plan or overhaul that he will put into place for economic development across the state will be well thought out and methodical. That's just his nature, and that's just, you know, what he who he is. And so, as he was talking about that in those in the couple of different meetings, I think he also spoke to the MEDC group about that also, Dave, if I remember correctly. And so, you know, it wouldn't be anything that's new to the state. I don't know. I guess you probably remember also we had regional offices, going back 20 years ago, and they were basically little microcosms of MDA. You had a community development person, a project manager, a director over those field offices that were out there. And of course, as funds continue to get tighter and tighter on the state with the organization and communication with electronic communication across the state, those offices became not as prevalent over that course of action. Matter of fact, I think when I was at MDA, the regional offices were actually under my tenure, and we tried to push them to become more involved in day-to-day economic development throughout the state. And ultimately, after I left, they basically did not have regional offices anymore. They consolidated under Phil Bryan and brought all of those back in. So there weren't any more regional offices across the state. So it's a concept that has been, I think, probably done across the state. But Governor Reeves was talking about was those offices having focus, of recruitment efforts that are specific to those regions, which is probably a little different than what they had done in the past. And so those could have some merits. It just depends on funding and how all that goes, and whether each region would have the capital outlay in order to get the job done that is necessary, and then how do you how do you handle clients and prospects across those regions and things like that. So a lot of things to work out there, but it is something that I think probably has been done in the past, but if they kind of dust it off and probably try to do 2.0 of that, it probably could have some merit there, but I'm not sure. There's a lot of other items on the board there as far as with MBA, to get it kind of situated and settled in before they go that route, sure. I would think.
Well, let's drill down closer to home. Tell us what's going on in Adams County. I know y'all had a couple of expansions or projects hit there right before the new year. So let's talk about what's going on in Adams County.
Yeah, so right at the, I guess, the kind of a year-end review, kind of high-level stuff was, we had another expansion at Great River Industries over the course of 2019. They added about $6 million in new equipment, and also will be improving their actually headquarter facility out there in order to accommodate their growth. Also, Jones Companies is doing an expansion of their facility here in Natchez, and it's about a $15 million expansion that they're doing at the Natchez facility here, and we're excited about that. Also, Stribling Equipment is putting in a significant investment there on 61 North, just kind of north of town, where they're putting in the Empire Truck facility and a new Stribling Equipment facility, and they're adding about 22 new jobs into that facility. But probably the one that
you know, over the course of the year, which happened probably earlier in the year, was the securing of a new ICE contract for with CoreCivic out there. I don't know if you remember at the beginning of the year they announced that they had lost their Bureau of Prisons contract, that they didn't get renewed or they didn't get selected for a new contract, and basically had about 390 jobs in peril out there. It's a big employer for our region, and that pays significant taxes to our to the county. And so after about 6 months of work with them and our congressional delegation and everything, they were able to secure a new ICE contract, which will actually add an additional 35 jobs on top of the 390 that they've got. So ended up with a nice retention project and an expansion project at that facility, and it's kind of dodged the proverbial bullet with that facility there over the course of 19. Also, across the river, which you were talking about earlier, as the listeners might or might not be aware, we actually have a partnership with the town of Idalia, and so we cross state lines and have a partnership. We're going on our third year of that.
Chandler, are you the only economic development agency in Mississippi that has that type of partnership? I'm not aware of any others, but you may be.
Well, up in DeSoto County, they have kind of a group like our Southwest Partnership that crosses some state lines there, that they do some regional marketing and some things there. But also, you got like the Aerospace Alliance with the Mississippi Gulf Coast and Alabama and Florida that has some and parts of Louisiana that has some multi-state functions. And then, of course, when you get over into North and South Carolina, they've got a regional economic development group that handles clients on.
But here in Mississippi, you're the only one that I'm aware of that where you are actually boots on the ground looking for business and industry for another entity outside of Mississippi.
Right. Okay. And some of that is in Natchez. In Natchez, just like, maybe if you would go to, Jackson as an example, there's the economy of Natchez and the labor force. Idalia and Natchez are completely and totally tied.
I think it makes perfect sense.
There's no difference. There's no difference between them. Basically, you've got a river and a state line that's there, but they are one and the same.
Yeah, it's kind of like Hattiesburg Pedal.
Right. It's like suburb or just an outlying area or almost like another supervisor district, if you wanted to look at it like that. And so just from a resource standpoint, the ability to move the region forward and our area forward, we formed that partnership about 3 years ago, and it's been very very good for the region, and we know that Idalia is pleased with our efforts there. Idalia Mills, which is a denim facility located into the former Fruit of the Loom building over there. It's a 900,000 square foot building that we put Idalia Mills in. They have continued their construction or the installation of their equipment, and have actually started producing some yarn in that facility already, and they've got about 40 people employed of the 400 that they will have over the next 16 months. So it's as that facility continues to ramp up and they get the equipment installed, it will be a major employer in our area, and we're excited about seeing them continue to grow and prosper in that area. Sire Technologies is another entity that completed their facility and construction in 2019, and they've got about 15 people employed at that facility now. So their $25 million investment in there is complete, and they started production almost 3 months ago. And then back on this side of the river, Lincoln Terminals completed their liquid petrochemical distribution facility in Natchez at the Adams County Port, which was about a $17 million investment in that facility. So a lot of existing industry growth, new industrial growth in the for 2019 that we're proud of and that we can stand by and continue to diversify the local economy. Some quick stats that I thought were interesting that we were collecting.
Hey, Chandler, let me get you to hold those for the next segment. We got to go pay a few more bills, and we'll talk about those stats. And I got something else. I know you don't do a lot of tourism, but I got something I got to ask you about. And we'll do that right after these very important words.
As friends, family, neighbors, community members, or your trusted physician, the team at King's Daughters Medical Center is in our community. To us, healthcare is personal. It extends far beyond a doctor-patient visit. That's the KDMC difference. KDMC is our community.
Magnolia Electric Power focuses on improving the communities we serve from Amick County to Walthall County and everywhere in between. Over 4,700 miles of power lines connect members in Amick, Pike, Lincoln, Franklin, Lawrence, and Walthall counties. As a member, you're also an owner. Once we cover the necessary costs, remaining funds, called capital credits, go back to you. And elected board members are from your service area, providing local control. Not-for-profit, member-owned, local leadership, Magnolia Electric Power, working together the cooperative way.
Did you know that a portion of the 7% sales tax you pay at the checkout counter is actually returned to your local municipality? That means New Hebron, Silver Creek, and Monticello have more money to pay roads, to give you better law enforcement, better fire protection, to support the clubs and the schools and the organizations that you're a part of. Shopping at home makes a difference. This message brought to you by the Lawrence County Chamber of Commerce, Lawrence County, where there's always something going on.
Looking to break into a male-dominated career? Copiah Lincoln Community College is now offering scholarships to women in non-traditional fields. The WINC scholarship application is now available online and in the Office of Career and Technical Education from now until January 17th. Visit us at colin.edu for more information. Make Colin your place to be.
Welcome back to the Economic Development Show. I am Dave Nichols, joined today by Chandler Russ, the economic developer in Adams County and Vidalia, that great partnership they have working there. And Chandler had a few stats he was going to throw at us when we last left. So, Chandler, throw those out, and then I got to ask you something about the Mississippi River there.
Yeah, so in 2020, Natchez Inc. will celebrate our 10th year of operation. So in 9 years since we've been, we've announced nearly $1 billion of new projects, and almost 50% of that has been realized, meaning that construction's been completed, construction's either ended and they're in production or it's underway. And in that same time period, we've announced about 1,100 new jobs, and 600 of those so far are on the ground and in production. So what that transfers to is a $70 million annual payroll of those of all of those jobs collectively, and over $2 million in annual property taxes collected in our meaning in 10 years of operations will have generated nearly $20 million in additional property tax for local governments, and that's with the abatements and everything in place. Those are tax bills that are mailed out, come from the and are collected. So those are real real numbers. And
Also became the first county in the state, as you know, to become ACT Work Ready certified. And but Dave, what I wanted to say is, saying all of that, you know, after slapping each other on the back and being
after all the attaboys
and being an economic developer and all the good that we've done, we're still not winning the proverbial war that's going on. And here's some numbers. So since 1990, using the U.S. Census, the U.S. has added 75 million people across the country. So if you went across and looked at the census in 90 and looked at the census and projected in 2020, there's 75 million more people in the United States than there was in 1990. In that same period of time, rural areas like Natchez and Monticello and Brookhaven and Macomb and all across the state of Mississippi, in that same time period, we've lost 3 million people. So the country gained 75, we lost 3 million. And the median age in rural areas like ours is 43, or 7 years older than urban areas, which means it's almost a full generational gap between urban and rural areas. So it'll be the first time, the 2020 census is predicted to be the first time in the country's history where more people are living in urban areas like, you know, Austin, Dallas, and Houston and Atlanta and Nashville and Memphis and all of these other places, that there's more people living in urban areas than in rural areas. And it's something that is alarming along the lines of that rate of depopulation in rural areas seems to be that there's not a slowdown in it, meaning that it's not decreasing or giving way there. And so we have to be do better as a state and as a economic development community in order to continue to work to keep our young people back in our communities. And it's something that we're going to focus on, Natchez Inc. and the area, as far as keeping that population and trying to maintain that level of population. Quite frankly, we cannot afford collectively as an area, as a region, and as a state to continue to lose population in the scheme of things. And it's something to think about. If you would have told me in 2010, I would have gone and borrowed money to bet you that if we would have done $1 billion worth of new projects and 1,000 jobs, that our population, we would have population growth, that or we would at least maintain our population. And the reality is that's not the case. So, you know, that 2020 census is probably going to be flat or a modest decline again, and for our region in general. And it's something that we cannot continue to tolerate.
You're right, and because one thing that site selectors look at is your job pool, so that's very, very important. Well, Chandler, actually, I'm not going to get to ask you my question about the Mississippi River because we're out of time, but that's okay because we'll have you on again. I thought that the old-fashioned riverboat traffic on the Mississippi River had ended. But recently I was headed over to Alexandria and saw not one but two riverboats docked there in Natchez. I want to talk to you about that next time we have you on the show.
Yeah, we have as many as, I believe it's four that come through right now, and it's projected to go as high as seven. So you have You definitely have four traveling the river now. It might be five, Dave.
Pretty cool.
I'll have to think about that.
Chandler, you take care. I look forward to seeing you again soon. Remember, the Southwest Mississippi Partnership. We're working so you can too.